My friends, there is a momentous occasion coming up on Friday this week, and I'll tell you, it's something I've been looking forward to for a very, very long time. You might almost say a year now. It's my birthday! Oh, it's also Military Appreciation Day coming up at the Washington State Spring Fair, and the fair is one of my absolute favorite things. The Fall Fair, I basically live there, but the Washington State Spring Fair in Puyallup is this Friday, April 12th for Military Appreciation Day. It runs April 11th through 14th and 18th through 21st. You can get tickets at thefair.com. And joining us now to discuss all the fun that's going to be at the fair this year is Stacy Van Horn, who's the Public Relations Manager for the Washington State Fair Event Center. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Of course. How are you?
I am wonderful. So tell me, what's new at the fair this year?
Oh, so much. So first of all, this is only our second year of having fully extended double dates. It used to be 4 days, as you might remember, but we kind of outgrew ourselves. And so it's 8 days now, Thursday through Sunday, closed for a few days, Thursday through Sunday. So 8 days of packed fun. I'm probably the biggest thing this year that is new is we have also doubled up Motorsport Mayhem. So that's always been 3 days. Even when we extended the dates, it was on one weekend, but we have 6 days of just loud, crazy monster trucks doing tricks, all kinds of stuff. And a new show that we've added this Friday is called Asphalt Anarchy. It's a drift car show and pro lawnmower racing. So this
wait. That's this Friday, April 12th?
That's this Friday.
For my birthday? This is awesome.
Look at what we do for you. You're welcome. You're welcome. So we have that, and then Saturday and Sunday, we have more of our traditional Monster Truck Insanity tours, around one on Saturday and a finale on Sunday. And then next weekend will be all the Slam Fest Demolition Derby that people love as well, where the cars are fighting to the finish of crashing each other and bashing each other. And then on closing day, we do the Boat Bash, which is one of my favorites, where they're tied up by chains on cars, and they whip the boats around and try to crash. It's hilarious. It's so much fun, these old little, you know, motor boats. So that's probably the biggest new thing. We also, opening weekend, we have included with gate admission Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, one of the biggest and best in the country. So that is free with your admission. You know, watching the guys try to balance on the logs and shimmy up the poles. So that'll be a lot of fun. And in that area, second weekend, we have our famous barbecue playoff. So big barbecue competition, lots of money involved. And if you're not entering, you can eat. And that's what I do. I go around and just get sample after sample after sample.
So are there, hang on. You can't bring up the food and not discuss the food. So hang on.
Sorry.
What new stuff you have for the food this year?
Well, obviously we have new food because we wouldn't be the fair without it. So if you don't want a birthday cake this year, what you can get at our new vendor called The Circus is a cotton candy burrito with ice cream and M&Ms inside.
Awesome.
I think that beats a birthday cake any day, personally.
Awesome.
That booth is also going to have deep fried cheeseburgers, something called a cone of shame that has... I know. So you can imagine where this is going, right?
The artery clogger. Yeah.
Yeah, basically. You said it. I didn't. It has like mac and cheese and chicken strips and fries and potato. I don't know. I'm so confused and scared at the same time. And then the best churros you will ever have in your life will be here at Spring Fair. They started at the Taste last year. So popular. They've come back for Holiday Magic, and now they are here for the first time at Spring Fair. The machines they use are straight from Spain. They are amazing. So highly recommend that. We've got a new espresso booth called Bean Hut. They're great. They've been here for some other events. If you need some coffee, you come early in the morning. And then we have Rod's Texas Smokehouse because, hello, the barbecue just keeps continuing. And our other new one is Starvin' Marvin, also started last year at the Taste. It's this cute little food truck and has all kinds of gourmet hot dogs and homemade sides for everyone.
This sounds amazing. This sounds incredible. The Spring Fair, I'm always like basically living at the Fall Fair. We just end up going 3-4 times, something like that.
Yep.
The Spring Fair, I definitely got to make an effort to check it out this year because I'm excited about it.
Well, it's your birthday, and so you clearly need to come on Military Appreciation Day. I mean, KVI guys are a media partner for many years now. We appreciate it. So I feel like you need to show up on your birthday, military appreciation, cotton candy burritos. So that's free gate admission that's offered to active, retired, reserve military, and their dependents, plus disabled veterans with military ID. So we're doing that this Friday.
Stacey Horn, Public Relations Manager for the Washington State Fair Event Center. The Washington State Spring Fair runs April 11th through 14th and 18th through 21st. You get all the details and tickets over at thefair.com. And don't forget, this Friday is my birthday, but it's also Military Appreciation Day for all active, reserve, retired military and National Guard and their dependents, plus disabled veterans. All of you get to come in with your valid military ID. Gate admission is free, and you get to enjoy all the fun the Spring Fair has to offer. Stacey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much. Hope to see you.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss. As the show continues, you're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.